Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. I'm going to take a look at some pitching for today, Wednesday, the 28th of June. We have a 13-game main slate. Pitching options, not quite as many as we did have last night, but there are a few spots. First look at weather. Don't really have much to worry about. Winds blowing out a bit in Boston with some rain potentially, but nothing serious. Winds blowing out in Chicago, but the game has an 8 total, so I'm a little confused there. Might have wind direction off a little bit, but some decent places to hit, and obviously we have a Coors series. It's in the mid-90s in Kansas City, which is a bit crazy. But let's dig in. Right away at the top, Zach Eflin. Not going to be interested in Eflin against Arizona. I tried to play get cute and play Bradley against Arizona, even though I'm a big D-backs fan as far as their offense. And that didn't work out. No interest in paying the highest price tag for a pitcher against Arizona right now. Logan Webb, I think he could be viable, but I just don't really want to use a pitcher at Toronto either, especially one at 10.6K. So my initial thought here is that I am going to be avoiding the highest price pitching. Webb just doesn't seem to have this K upside right now. Huge ground ball rate, which is nice, but I don't really consider Toronto a high K squad. They do have some Ks in the lineup, but overall, I don't really consider it a high K squad. Aaron Nola, if you know, like I've been off of him much of the season. A couple rough starts recently, but a couple really good ones. I'm fine picking on the Cubs. He's a minus 125 favorite. I want to dig into the wind a little bit more to get the accurate direction. Did get an extra day's rest, which has happened the last two starts, so that is nice. Yeah, I just think the Cubs offense might be dealing with a little hangover after coming back from London. And under Nola here, we got Blake Snell. It's been absolutely ridiculous. Two runs allowed over his last six starts. Three straight starts of 11 plus strikeouts. Just been solid. Taking on a Pittsburgh squad that, even though they woke up a bit yesterday, they've been struggling a ton offensively. I'm very interested in Blake Snell. Even on the road, he is a minus 160 favorite in this game. Senga against the Brewers is going to make my pool just because he has the upside. As you know, I love picking on the Brewers with pitching just because I think their offense is pretty weak overall. I do worry about the walks issue with Senga. And then some home runs do seem to happen. But when he's right, like he was against Philly, like the upside is definitely there. He dominated a difficult Tampa Bay offense. I will be using Senga. I'm not sure how heavy I will go, but he will definitely be in my pitcher pool. Mitch Keller, the underdog against Snell, has definitely been far better at home. His K rate is down a little bit at home, but just been a strong guy at the home mound. Two out of his last three starts have been strong after some hiccups. I have been using the San Diego offense a bit recently, and I will be on them a little bit tonight, but I think Mitch Keller definitely has to be in our player pool at under 10K. Christian Javier. Temperature here, I think, is upper 80s. But there's a slight wind blowing in. I'm really torn. His underlying numbers on the road have been really good. St. Louis coming back from London, and they did score 4 runs yesterday, which isn't all that much. I think Christian Javier is intriguing. I just don't know if I want to pay $9,700 for him because I don't know that he has the same upside right now as, Mitch Keller does for 99. But we'll kind of see as the day goes on if I need to include him. He's kind of sitting on the edge right now. Lucas Giolito struggled to be against the Angels at home earlier this season. It's been really rough on the road. Ton of walks, plenty of hits, runs. I'm not sure I can go there. He's coming off a strong performance. 25 plus DK points in 3 out of his last 4 starts. So the recent form is strong. I just don't know if I want to go with him against the Angels. I would expect Trout to be back in the lineup. Ohtani just keeps hitting home runs. The walks. I'm just not sure that Giolito's going to make it. He might actually be behind Javier for me. I'm gonna have to dig in a little bit more, but some of that is because I really like Braxton Garrett. He's been great on the road, which is kind of shocking. But he's been just excellent. 2 earned or less over his, what, 7 of his last 8 starts. Coming off of a career performance, got an extra day's rest. K numbers have been spiking upwards. A majority of the Boston lineup, the main bats are left-handed, so that eliminates some of them. I am interested quite a bit, other than the fact that the wind is blowing out to left field. And obviously, the potential in-game weather delays are a bit worrisome, but it is going to have one of the colder temperature start time or start time temperatures on this slate. So I think Braxton Garrett's going to be kind of like my Ranger Suarez from last night. A little more expensive, but I think he's going to be the one guy that I just go extremely overweight on as the slate currently sits. Logan Allen, I like the matchup for him. I hate the weather. It's 95 degrees with slight wind blowing out. Just going to be great weather for hitting, but Kansas City just isn't a dangerous offense right now. He's been best on the road. We just saw his teammate Gavin Williams shut them down through 7 innings. I think Logan Allen's definitely in play for us. Domingo Germán, certainly in play for me. Has not been great on the road, coming off an atrocious start, or actually 2 starts in a row. Super volatile, but I think he's somebody that we can get a 15% share of or so and be all right. Be curious to see what the field has for ownership on him. If you're not a DFS Army member, I preach that when I build my pitcher pool, I aim to be above weight on everybody in my pool based on our ownership projections. I'm trying to get leverage on all of those guys by going heavier on them whenever possible, which is roughly like 95% of the time. There are some slates where it's just somebody is super chalk and he's in a great spot that I just have to go underweight on him to be able to meet my other numbers. But that's kind of rare these days, especially on these large slates. No real interest in Kyle Gibson. Not going to have much interest in Drew Smyly, coming off a solid start, but walks have been up. Just not really interested in him, as I don't think he just has the upside we need. Miles Mikolas bounced back in his last start, but still wasn't all that great. Just 3 strikeouts and 12 DK points. I think I would prefer Javier in that game, but the problem is Javier is quite a bit more expensive. Mikolas is actually the favorite. Find that game quick. Yeah, he's a -115 favorite right now. But I just don't know if I can go there. He's burned me way too many times, and I know we're supposed to have short-term memory with DFS, but I just don't know if I want to do it. JP Sears, two runs or less in six of his last seven starts. Seven of his last eight, actually. Strikeouts are up. The Yankees offense is struggling, quite a bit. Oakland did win last night. I think JP Sears is an intriguing option. Very much so. So I'm gonna have to kind of debate things, but he's been really steady. 7,100 is a nice price point. The Yankees are a minus 155 favorite, but I think that's gonna be the case with any team taking on Oakland at this point. A couple other names that I am considering down here are gonna be Jaime Barría. The problem is he's just not pitching super deep, hasn't pitched in 10 days. And only threw 42 pitches that last time out. Start before that against Texas, 93 pitches and 4 1/3. Maybe I don't know if I can get there at this point, but I'm at least intrigued. He is a minus 120 favorite. He's gonna be somebody in my maybe pile for as the day goes on. I have a feeling though he's gonna not make my pool just because we have Dane Dunning for cheaper. Who's been really steady. Problem is his strikeouts just are non-existent right now. And that's a bit worrisome for me. Did make one start against Detroit, which was his high strikeout performance as well. So at six. But the matchup is great for him. So, and he's cheaper than Barría. He's a minus 225 favorite. I think if I'm spending down, I'm going to take Dunning over Jaime Barría. That's really about it. Trying to learn who Boston's going to have as the projected long man. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that would make me want to use them, but it's always the case that they could pop up with somebody that makes a lot of sense. But that's kind of where we're at. Wade Miley, probably an option. He's made two starts since returning and looks strong. 20 plus DK points in each of them. The Mets offense overall hasn't been that strong. So I could see him drawing some interest, and maybe he makes my pool, but I just don't know at this point. Seems like a slate where I'm gonna live in the 8 to 9K range. 8 to just under or just over 10K, I guess. And go from there. But a lot of that'll dictate on how I feel about offenses and stacks, which I will update the members of DFS Army later in the day. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly, or Summer 50 for 50% off your first month with us. And as always, best of luck, everybody.